You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 373. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 you amazing human. Welcome back to another awesome podcast episode. I am T minus less than 24 hours until I'm boarding a plane home back to Canada. And I have to say, I'm a little bit emotional and I didn't actually know why until I started talking just a few seconds ago. But the reality of it is anyone who lives overseas and is away from family, and obviously COVID really screwed a lot of us over being able to create those luscious memories with our family, that it's been 9 years since my kids touched back down back home in Canada. And there are so many eager people waiting to see them. And I'm so excited for the luscious memories that are going to be created. And just that feeling, and you know it if you've ever traveled internationally or local with your family and you go through the gates of either immigration or coming off that plane and that family is there to greet you with that hug. That is why I'm on business. That is why I, as of when I come back from Canada, will have had 92 days off this year, and we're only halfway through the year. And that's why I'm in business. That's why I do what I do, so that I can have time off, because life is truly short. As you have heard, if you've listened to my podcast before, my grandmother passing on Christmas, my brother passing on Mother's Day, and a father type figure passing on New Year's Day, life is short. And so I do create a lot of space in my life to be able to travel and have time off and to rest. And like I said, 92 days will be what I will have when I come back and touch down from Canada and I'm back in my office on July the 8th. And so I get asked often, Angela, how are you able to do that? You've got a business to run and you've got clients and you've got bills to pay. And those things are all true. But there are five main things that I have focused on that allow me this opportunity that I have created, not anyone else. No one has handed this to me that I've created. And it didn't always start like that. It started off with just being able to take a few days holiday here and there. But over time, time is the only thing that we can't get back. And I've had hard lessons to realize that. And that's why I create the space and time to be able to travel and do the things that I do. So what are these five things that I've done over the years of being in business that allow me this? And one is I plan. And you might think, well, that's simple, but I plan. Last November, I put in my calendar that this trip was happening and I booked those plane tickets and I put them on the credit card, right? And I planned. I then, after I planned the holidays out, I then planned the rest of what my year for this year would look like.
Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners. Gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today.
And my clients and my workload are planned around my life, not the other way around. So number one thing I did is I planned ahead, and then I planned accordingly. The second thing that I've done over the years is that I have created programs like my two masterminds, my VIP days, my conferences, my retreats in Australia and Bali. And it's these programs that allow me to still execute the programs and deliver on what I promise. But it's these programs that allow me the opportunity to travel and still have a recurring revenue stream while I'm traveling. Right? And so I really want you to consider, what programs and offerings do you have that will allow you the same opportunity? Because so often when businesses work with me, they're creating things that are remaining or like keeping them stuck at their desk and not actually able to have the freedom to travel when they want. The third thing that allows me to have 92 days off already this year is team and systems. I have an amazing team, a small team, but an amazing team. My online business manager, my podcast team, and my two VAs from the Philippines. And it's them that allow me the opportunity to also go on holiday, because they will manage the inbox and will manage all inquiries around sponsorship for my 3-day conference in October and all that while I'm away. But it's also my systems. We have robust systems in place to make sure that things don't get missed and that payments are still coming through, and that if there are failed payments, I don't have to worry about that. The systems will catch it. My team will follow up. The fourth thing that I do is I batch content. So I am batching 8 episodes of my podcast before I go, so that I'm still consistent in showing up with my podcast 2 times per week while I'm away. And I'll also do the week that I get back, just so I've got a little bit of a buffer. I also will batch content for my social media, for example. I will batch my newsletters. I will batch all this before I go. And the fifth thing that I have done that allows me to have 92 days off, and it's only halfway through the year, is I take action. I'm determined, and I put in the hard work. None of this was handed to me. I had to take action every single day over the last, 14 years of being in business. I've had to show up every day over the last 14 years of being in business. I've had to be determined and work on my mindset to allow this to happen. I've had to do hard work. That is what this is allowing me to happen. So again, 1, I plan. 2, I create programs that allow me to travel. 3, I have teams and systems. 4, I batch all my content. And 5, it is around action, determination, and hard work. So if you're wanting to start taking some time with your family, do this. It might not be 92 days in the first 6 months of a year. Maybe it's 1 day, but allow yourself that 1 day to go and create memories, to laugh, to rest, to eat good food, and just to be present. Now, this is Ange from Angela Henderson Consulting. If there's anything that I can do to support you, book a discovery call over at angelahenderson.com.au for when I'm back from Canada. Go check out my programs. Go and explore. Buy your ticket to my 3-day Women in Business Conference. And don't forget to follow me over on Instagram at Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'll be sharing my behind-the-scenes moments with my family and creating memories with my kids over in Canada. But for now, have a glorious day, and I look forward to you tuning in to another awesome podcast episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.